And we'll discuss the topic tonight of Shemen HaGozel L'Ner Chanukah. The interesting question of whether one who used stolen oil for his mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, does one fulfill their obligation? Of course, this question is b'dieved, post facto. One is clearly not permitted to steal oil in order to light Ner Chanukah. But what if one has stolen oil, and it's the only one they have, would it be possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? It's nothing to do with the principle, but a similar concept, mitzvah sriches kavana, that we know mitzvahs require intent. And it's a discussion in the Gemara whether mitzvahs require intent. So what does that mean? The opinion who says mitzvahs don't require intent, I'm about to put on my tefillin, I'm about to eat the matzah, so I shouldn't have kavana? No one says that. It means if I ended up doing the mitzvah without kavana, do I have to redo it? So let's say a person lit with Shemen HaGozel, do they fulfill the mitzvah or they have to relight again? So we know there's a sugya in Lulav HaGozel and Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about Lulav HaGozel, about a stolen lulav, one of the four species on Sukkot. If you use it for a mitzvah, it's a no-go. It's no good. The number one problem the Gemara has is v'kachtam lachem, you don't own it. But putting aside not the first day, or if it's not an issue, so then the Gemara raises the issue of mitzvah haba b'aveira. Any mitzvah done through the means of a sin, through an aveira, you don't not only have you sinned, but you don't get credit for the mitzvah either. So if you steal a lulav, not only do you get punished for stealing a lulav, but you also don't get credit for shaking the lulav because you don't get the fulfillment of the mitzvah either. So that's the principle we have of mitzvah haba b'aveira. The Gemara talks about it by lulav. So there's an interesting discussion on Rosh Hashanah regarding the issue of shofar HaGozel. Someone uses a stolen shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So again, no one's recommending stealing. In fact, stealing is prohibited. In fact, the Rambam writes, if one did use the stolen shofar, one does not make a bracha. Because we don't make a bracha on anything which is associated with an aveira. Like some explain, that's why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tshuva. According to the Ramban, there's a biblical mitzvah of tshuva, returning to God, repenting. So where's the bracha? So there are many answers, but the one relevant to us is that obviously if you're doing tshuva, you did an aveira, or you didn't do a mitzvah properly. So therefore, anything associated with sin, we don't make a bracha on. So that's what the Rambam writes by shofar. So actually, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and Hilchos Shofar, Shofar HaGozel Shetaka B'Yotza. The Rambam writes, you fulfill your mitzvah with a shofar HaGozel. It seems that other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam to a fundamental machokas of what is the nature of the mitzvah of shofar. We know there are two parts to the mitzvah that have to be done. The shofar has to be blown, the tekiya, and there's the shmiya, and there's the hearing of the kol. So what is the primary and what is the secondary? You know you need both. So that seems to be a machlokes Rambam, perhaps versus Rabbeinu Tam, because the discussion is, my nafkin, what's the difference? I have to hear both. Someone has to blow it for me to hear it. So one nafkamina perhaps is the bracha, the nusach ha-bracha. So the Rambam's lashon is you make a bracha l'shmoa kol shofar. Because he, Rambam paskins, the mitzvah's hearing. And Rabbi Natam says, al tekiyas shofar. It's going on the blowing of the shofar. And in fact, perhaps another nafkamina, another practical difference, whether you hold the mitzvah's shmia or the mitzvah's tekiya, would depend on it's the prefix of the bracha. Not only is there a fundamental difference whether you make to hear or to blow, but do you use the prefix al or la? Rabbi Natan goes with al, and the Rambam goes with the la. And that could depend on another principle the Rambam teaches us based on the Gemara in Pesachim. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Brachas tells us different kolam, different rules when you use a la and when you use an al. So la is, he says, then what if you do the mitzvah before Ovel Asiyasan? If you do it after al. A second difference is if it's a mandatory mitzvah, it's la. If it's a rishus, it's al, like al ashrita. But the one we're focusing on, la, if you're doing it yourself, it's la. If you're doing it for others, it's al. So it's, so perhaps we could say it's consistent with everyone. The Rambam who holds the mitzvah is hearing. So everyone's doing the mitzvah themselves. I'm hearing it for myself, you're hearing it for myself. The tekiyah, the blowing, is perhaps a heksher mitzvah, a preparatory stage, but it's not the mitzvah's hearing. And Rabbi Natan holds the mitzvah's tekiyah, so only one person is blowing the shofar. Clearly one person is doing it for everyone else, and therefore it would be al. But the third difference as well could be what we started off with, whether shofar ha-gazol, whether a stolen shofar is good post facto b'di'evit. So the Rambam writes yes, and Rabbi Natan says no. So perhaps because the Rambam writes, why is a shofar ha-gazol good? She'ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmias ha-kol. Ve'ein b'kol din gezel. Because the mitzvah is in the kol, in the voice, in the sound. And it's an intangible. You can't steal sound. You could steal a chefs, an object, but you can't steal sound. So therefore, the Rabbi Otama holds the mitzvahs in the object of the kia, so then you could deal with the question of mitzvah haba ba'avera. But according to the Rambam, the issue is the shmi, it's this hearing, v'ein b'kol din gazo. And that's what they point out. Mivara midvara, Rav Salavetchik explains, the chalos apsul, the mitzvah ba'avera, chol dafka b'chefsa shel ha-mitzvah. So he wants to tell us a principle in mitzvah ba'avera. We only apply the principle of mitzvah ba'avera in something which is a chefsa, an object. So for instance, there's a famous minchas chinuch in mitzvah aleph on the mitzvah puravu. He has a whole discussion on the nature of mitzvah haba b'aveira. He's talking about it in a different context. He's talking about it in the sense where, let's say someone commits adultery, or for that matter, someone lives with someone they're not permitted to, and they have a mamzer. Could you fulfill your mitzvah pru ravu if your child is a mamzer? So he gets into the whole discussion of mitzvah haba b'aveira. We know, we have a principle that any mitzvah you do through the means of Avera, you don't get the mitzvah. Yet the minchas, you know, yet the Ramah seems to say you do get the mitzvah. The Yerushalmi seems to say mitzvah above Avera, but we paskin, you get the mitzvah. So the minchas chinuch is bothered, why don't we apply the principle of mitzvah haba Avera? So the minchas chinuch goes on to a whole discussion by Pru Ravu. He points out an apparent contradiction in different Gemaras. There's a famous Gemara in Yevamos between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. On, let's say, we know the Gemara tells us, we pass, can you need a boy and a girl to fulfill your minimal obligation of Pru Ravu? So the Gemara wants to know, what happens if you have a boy and a girl? Two Gentiles have a boy and a girl. And then they convert to Judaism. but they had the kids while they were Gentiles. So Gemara wants to know, do they have to have another boy and a girl, or the boy and a girl they had while they were non-Jews, that counts for the mitzvah pru revu? That's the Gemara's question. So is the machlokes, Rav Yochanan says they get the mitzvah, they don't have to have more kids, and Rish Lakish says no, they don't. They have to have more kids because we have a principle, Tosis points out, we have a principle, Gershon is Gaya Kekatan Shinola Dami, that halachically speaking, legally speaking, that the kids don't belong to the parents, not they don't belong, that they're not technically father, they're not technically their children anymore. Biologically, of course, they are, but strictly speaking, biblically speaking, the brother and sister can marry one another. Rabbinically, obviously, it's prohibited. But the point being is they're not related. In fact, that's how someone will explain how was Yaakov able to marry two sisters if we assume the Avos kept the Torah even before it was given. So there are many answers, but one answer is because they were all converts. So really, Rachel and Leah, they both converted. They really weren't related to one another. They weren't sisters, hence Yaakov can marry them. But either way, we see the Rav Yochanan says no. And Rav Yochanan Paskin says, yes, we Paskin like Rav Yochanan, that they fulfill the mitzvah. They don't have to have more kids. There's a further dispute within Rav Yochanan if the kids have to convert to Judaism or not. Some say it's only good if the kids convert. Others say even not. But either way, we pass like Rav Yochanan, you fulfill the mitzvah pru revu. So we see from this Gemara that you could fulfill your mitzvah pru revu even while you weren't obligated. Because the Gentile wasn't obligated in pru revu, and now he became obligated. We see the kids you had counted. Yet we find another Gemara. The Gemara talks about, in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, about someone eating matzah. A person is temporarily insane. Between the hours of 8 and 9, he's sane, or he's insane, and from between 9 and 10, he's sane. So if he eats the matzah during the time when he's insane, and now he becomes sane, does he have to eat another piece of matzah? So the Gemara concludes, yes. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, there's an apparent contradiction. The question is, if you do a mitzvah in a state of exemption, did you get credit for the mitzvah or not? If you did the mitzvah when you're exempt, and later on you become obligated, do you get credit for the mitzvah? So we see from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, no, by matzah, you have to eat a new piece of matzah. However, when it comes to Pru Revu, you do. So how do we reconcile? So the Turi Evan has his own approach how you reconcile. That the case of, he wants to say it's an issue of Kavana, that if someone shows doesn't know what's going on, so therefore he's a misasik, it's even less than not having Kavana, and therefore that's why it's a no-go. But a Gentile knows what he's doing when he's having kids, he might not know he's going to convert later on, so therefore he wants to say that's why it's good. It has to do with the Misasig issue. But the Minchas Chinuch says no. The difference is between the nature of mitzvah of matzah versus the nature of the mitzvah of pru revu. The mitzvah of matzah is the maisa mitzvah, the act of chewing, of eating. So if you do that while you're a shot, you're insane, you don't get credit for the mitzvah. However, by pru revu, the Minchas Chinuch claims, and others disagree, but the Minchas Chinuch's yisod is that the mitzvah of pru revu is the result. It's having the children. It's not the maisa bi, it's not the act of living with your wife or whoever you're living with, it's the result. And therefore, that's how the Minchas Chinuch writes, that you only have, if the mitzvah is the maisa bi, so at the time I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm involved in the Aveira. But over here, I did the mitzvah 9 months ago, or I did the Aveira 9 months ago, and now I'm having the kids. I could be sitting here learning when it happened. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, there's no mitzvah bav aveira. So we discuss also about there's no mitzvah bav aveira on a chefza, only when there is, like the Yerushalmi writes, that let's say we know if someone steals matzah on Pesach and they use it for the mitzvah leal Pesach, it's no good, it's mitzvah bav aveira. But if you carry the matzahs on Shabbos in a place where you're not allowed to carry and violate Shabbos biblically, and you eat the matzah, you get the mitzvah. Ah, mitzvah bav aveira. No, the mitzvah aveira is only in the chefza. It's if the lulav is stolen, so it's screaming, "I'm stolen." So you can't fulfill the mitzvah at the time when you're still involved in the aveira is still in the chefza if it's stolen. But if you're machal or Shabbos, the matzah didn't do anything wrong. The matzah doesn't have to keep Shabbos. And therefore, we always say mitzvah bav aveira when it involves the chefza. So that's what the Rav wants to raise the question here. What is the issue here by Shemen HaGazu by Nir Chanukah? So, V'nira Loma, I'm reading from the Hari Kedem, one of the Rav Shurkin, one of the students of Rav Soloveitchik. He has a Sefer, you know, has a lot of interesting articles, but this one is Be'inyan Shemen HaGazel in Nir Chanukah. He writes, V'nira Lomar, so first he wants to compare and contrast the mitzvah of Nir Chanukah to the mitzvah of lighting candles in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to say they're different. The Cholok u Nir Chanukah mi'nira samaracha b'mikdash. He wants to say, the b'mikdash gam ha'shemen v'apsi lahim mechal ha'mitzvah. By the Beis HaMikdash, everything's part of the mitzvah. The oil, the wicks, it's all part of the mitzvah. Yesh behem hatava, there's a mitzvah of like cleaning it out, setting it up, etc. And therefore, the whole thing goes together. You can't separate the oil, the wicks, and everything. It's one big happy family. It's one big mitzvah. Aval b'nir Chanukah, hachefzah mitzvah hi hashal heves levada. But he wants to say, by nir Chanukah, the wicks and oil isn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah of nir, you might need wicks and oil, but the mitzvah is the chalheves, is the light. It's result-oriented. It's to have light. It's a B'nai Yisoschar points out, Derech Drush, that how come, you know, nir Chanukah, mitzvah chaviv miod, you have to sell the shirt off your back. But by other mitzvahs, lulav, you don't have to. You only have to spend a certain amount of money. So the B'nai Yisoschar points out, because the bottom line is the mitzvah of nir Chanukah is result-oriented. It's persume nisa, to publicize the miracle. You might have all the excuses in the world, but if you didn't light candles, you don't get persume nisa. So the mitzvah is that the house be lit, that in a way which you publicize the miracle, which is the Rambam sheet, as the Rambam writes, Bizman HaGemara, if you missed Achetichel Regel Min HaShuk, if you missed when there's no one left on the street anymore, then you don't light candles anymore because there's no Persumei Nisa. So he says, how do I know what's my Raya? That near Chanukah, it's just the shalheves, it's the fire, the light. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chof Gimel Amin Beis, near Sheyesh Lo Shnei Pios Olu Shnei Bnei Adam. Let's say you have a oil candle which has two different wicks. The Shnei Bnei Adam Yotzim B'Shem Echad. You can, for two different people light one each, you still get the mitzvah. Both people get the mitzvah. So the question is Tamua, Rein Kanela near Echad Veshem. It's only one, it's one near and one Shem. And how could two people get the mitzvah? Ubar Karchav were forced to say, the Chefza shall mitzvah near Chanukah, who guf hashal heves. Ve'or ha'nir shall near Chanukah bovad. And he says, no, we see from here that no, it's the actual Chanukah, it's not the whole. All everything, all oil and wicks, like by the Neiris and the Mikdash, but by Nir Chanukah it's Shalheves. So we work with that Yisod. So we would say Mitzvah Bav Aveira by Nir in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Rav wants to say that Me'ata Nira Lahalacha, the Shemen HaGazo Kusher with Nir Chanukah. Rav Salvation wants to say that based on this Yisod, that mitzvah bav aveira only applies to the chefza, and therefore by near Chanukah it's just the shalheves, in contrast to the near in the mikdash, Kaven derak shemen gazu v'gol ha'shalheves, since only the oil is stolen and not the light, v'lo shayech b'shalheves din gezo. And he said, it's like the shofar. It's like, it's an intangible. You can't steal sound. He said, you can't steal shalheves. You can't steal the light, the fire. V'rei mitzvus ner chanukah hu b'shalheves buvad. And therefore, v'nimsa lo chal, the gezel and the stolen oil, lo chal b'chefse shal mitzvah shu ha'shalheves. And goes on, and he gets into other issues, or whether you're ni lachem or not, but the conclusion is that shemen ha'gezel, you could forbid the eved, if you use stolen oil, you can fulfill your mitzvah. Just to summarize, we discussed the question of mitzvah haba baveir. We know by lulav, the Gemara tells us mitzvah haba baveira. We had a machlokas by shofar, whether you say mitzvah haba baveira, the Rambam says no, because the din is only, the mitzvah is the shemiyah, and ain b'din, there's no gezel in sound. And Rabbeinu Tam would seem to say the mitzvah is taki, and it is, and the different nafkaminis we gave, the nusach habracha, whether you use taki or shemiyah, and then the al and wa, whether you're shofar or gezel, and we explain that you only say mitzvah haba baveira is in the chefza. That's why by matzah, stolen matzah, the matzah screaming, I'm stolen, so you can't get the mitzvah leil Pesach. But if you carry matzah, if someone was machal Shabbos, but they ate the matzah, they might have to give a din in cheshbon on Shabbos, but there's nothing wrong with the matzah. The matzah doesn't have an obligation to keep Shabbos. So that's what the Rav cleared, that there's, by shemen in the mikdash, the mitzvah of neiros in the Pesach mikdash is the whole thing's the chefza, so it would be problematic. But he wants to say by ner Chanukah, it's similar to like the Rama writes by shofar, ein bedin, ein gezel b'ko. And similarly here, it's only the shalheves, so the oil's stolen, but the light's an intangible, you can't steal the ore, and therefore he wants to say that one b'diev, if one used shemen agazo, you can fulfill your mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, you won't have to do it over again.